is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son of Nathaniel Lundy. Tis another riveting edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Emphasis on riveting, because we got that kind of a matchup tonight. When Aiden O'Connell battles Easton Stick in a battle for the ages. We're going to get to the countdown, which is all Thursday night football related, because you're going to need some action to stay awake in this game from start to finish. But first, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus and get a plus 100 or greater odds wager on the board. It could be in Thursday night football, could be on the NHL ice. That's probably where Lundy is going. Could be in the NBA or another light slate of college basketball games. The light slate last night kicked the dog shit out of me, so I'm already in full chase mode this week dealing with that deficit. But Lundy, give me a winner, please, in any sport of your choosing, because I sorely need it.
Yeah, the Rebels didn't do you any favors last night, did they?
What the hell was that? Come on, Creighton!
Oh my goodness! Blue Jays laid an egg in this one, without question. I knew that was going to be where you would start things off. Let's start things off on the ice, shall we? Let's talk about some gifts. Those goals in the first 10. Several games tonight where the metrics would tell you that we are going to see several goals in the first 10. However, I will also preface it by saying this, Brad. On Tuesday, let me rewind for just a moment, jump with Sherman into the Wayback Machine. There were 10 games in the National Hockey League on Tuesday. Brad, 9 out of those 10 games had a goal in the first 10. The one that did not, the one that did not was the one that all of the metrics would have told you that it was going to happen, which means that was the one that was in my parlay, wasn't it? That little son of a bitch. Oh, the Kraken can suck it. for tonight, let's go here. Let's talk about Ottawa and St. Louis. Let's talk about Calgary and Minnesota. We're going to put both of those together for there to be a goal in the first 10. If that happens over at DraftKings, we're talking about a payday of a plus 161. Why do I like Calgary and Minnesota working backwards? For Minnesota, a goal in the first 10 has happened in 90% of their home games this season. Once again, for Seattle, it was 84% last Tuesday, but I digress. Why do I like it for Ottawa and St. Louis? Brad, Ottawa is a perfect 100% in their road games that they have either scored or allowed a goal in the first 10. The Senators are perfect on the season in terms of road games when we're talking about the gift. So we're going to put Ottawa and St. Louis, Calgary and Minnesota, those two games together, plus 161 at DK.
Oh, fantastic. Plus 161. Get seduced by that juice. Let's go back to college basketball. I just can't quit the sport and betting on it and losing funds in the process. It's finals week, and a lot of kids are checked out mentally, it seems like. See Creighton in Vegas yesterday, but hopefully that is not going to apply to the Furman Paladins. So on this SGP, and come with me if you are buying what I'm selling here, I'm going to take Furman plus 9.5 on that alt line. I'm going to take the total down from 171, which you'd never see a total that high in college basketball, to 163, and hit that over at the 163.5 number. You put those two together at BetMGM, it is a cool plus 110. Furman taking on Tulane, and this game has got zip, 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 zip appeal because both play at a breathtaking pace. Tulane number 6 in the country in adjusted tempo, according to KenPom. Furman number 17 in that category, so points shall be plentiful. You look at Furman number 44 in effective field goal percentage offense. They're shooting 58.4% inside the arc and close to 34% outside of it, and over 46% of their shots are coming from distance, so they are jack happy, much like me in high school, to say the least. And then you look at Tulane. They are number 239 effective field goal percentage defense, mediocre number 182 and 3-point percentage D. So again, a game that could be in the 90s, entirely doable. I just needed to finish somewhere in the 80s and Furman to keep this somewhat snug. And I frankly will cash a winner again, which I desperately need right now in college basketball. So to recap on the SGP, Furman plus 9.5 and the over 163.5. You put those two together, plus 110 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it. Another god-awful Thursday night football matchup. Aiden O'Connell, Easton Stick, and the Fade Stinkin' Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's go with the silver and black. And a guy hopefully is going to leave me in the black with his leg. And hopefully it's going to be the golden variety. Daniel Carlson, I need the over to hit on 1.5 field goals made. A little bit higher juice there. So you want to parlay this or reduce the juice and get seduced by it. Totally understand, but I like it as an isolated play at minus 130 there at BetMGM. You look at the Chargers, they've allowed the 8 fewest field goals made this season. So really counter to what I am trying to sell you here on this prop. But 6 kickers have hit a pair of field goals or more against them. Carlson only had 1 boot through the uprights in week 4 in that prior matchup, but he is hitting 80% of his field goal attempts on the season. He has gone over in 5 of his last 8 games. And you look at Vegas, a team largely with Aiden O'Connell again at our center here over the last several matchups. They are number 28 in TD only red zone percentage. And you know they should be able to freely move the chains vertically against a very suspect pass defense. It's number 1 or number 22 and pass EPAD. So put it all together, their ability to, you know, bog down on the opponent's side of the field, which is kind of typical. Hopefully it's going to be more than 3-0 like last week. Maybe it's 6-0. I'll take that. And if that is indeed the case, I will win with Daniel Carlson and make some cash on that over 1.5 field goals made. Minus 130 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
All right. Here's the thing. Remember last week, Brad? Remember last week? There we were. We were bitching. We were bitching loudly about the Thursday night matchup. We had said that it was going to look more like a Pittsburgh Pirates versus Boston Red Sox score.
And what happened?
So I want you to be careful disparaging Easton Stick, okay? Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure that's like a slow pitch softball bat that you can buy at your local Dick's Sporting Goods.
Or a porn star.
Oh, it's absolutely a porn-tastic name. It's spectacular. But I'm also, like I said, I'm fairly convinced that for like old man beer league softball, Easton Stick is actually one of the bats that you can buy if you take that kind of shit way too seriously. I'm going to play this one just because of what we're expecting out of this game. You could see a lot of things stall. And from an early bonus time standpoint, and I don't even have the number. I'm not so sure, Brad, that I wouldn't do the exact same play with Dicker. As long as we're talking about, as long as we're talking about porn-tastic names, I'm not so sure that we don't go with Cameron Dicker as well to do this from a made field goal standpoint. So I'm all about this just because of what I think could wind up happening this evening. But again, last Thursday, I was expecting a snooze fest, and instead, Bailey Zappi and the Steelers wound up actually entertaining us for 3 hours. I was very impressed, but good one to start off with. Let's get a couple of field goals through the uprights, maybe even in the first half, and we cash this one.
It's up, and it's good. Please, Daniel Carlson, split the uprights twice.
Number four.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5, all Thursday Night Football, all the time edition. We're going to go with Austin Eckler, the pride of Gunnison, Colorado, in Western Colorado, formerly known as Western State University. Give me the over on 77.5 rush and receiving yards combined, minus 115, standard juice there. At DraftKings Sportsbook. The overreaction with Austin Eckler, he was supposedly going to take a back seat. We're going to see more Joshua Kelly, Spiller, and a full-blown RBBC last week. But Austin Eckler had other plans and motives, and he was entirely motivated in that matchup against the Denver Broncos. He had 15 touches and went for 100 combined yards, so he silenced his critics who said that his value is really falling off. And I think that trend is going to continue even in the short week. Why? Las Vegas, number 25 in rush EPA defense on the season. They're giving up 4.39 yards per carry and 139.3 total yards per game to the running back position. A lucky 7 RBs have gone over this number against them this season. Eckler has done this 4 times this year. And remember, he missed the week 4 matchup between these two squads earlier this season. So pull that all together. Give me Austin Eckler over 77.5 rush plus receiving yards, minus 115 at DK. Lundy, fair to follow.
Give me all the Austin Eckler tonight. All of
it. Yep.
I'll take the combined yards. I will take receptions. I'll give me all of the Austin Eckler tonight because they need him. And they need him badly if they want to stay competitive in this contest on the road against Vegas. So, yes, like I said, I will take – if I'm doing an SGP, which probably means he's going to, like, roll his ankle in the first 2 minutes and get me nothing. It'll Please be like no. the other – It'll be like the other night when Jokic got tossed for absolutely no reason.
Oh, ridiculous. Right here at the United Center.
Yeah, at the United Center. Oh, on Serbian Heritage Night.
Right.
Oh, my God. Everybody wants to talk about the officiating in the NFL. The NBA is a joke.
It's a crock.
It's an absolute crock. I mean, Draymond Green, basically John Bones Jones.
Yep.
I mean, so he deserves it. But, yeah, Jokic, I'm sorry. I just can't. And I know I'm biased because I know I'm here in Denver. But that also screwed a lot of us on player props when it came to Jokic in that road game. But for Eckler, let's hope no ankles, no knees, no elbows, no nothing. Just lots and lots of yards.
Yeah, and also don't punch any dudes or call a ref an MF-er. Austin Eckler.
Number 3.
Numero Trace here on the Fade 5 countdown. No Keenan Allen in this game, so somebody's got to step up for the L.A. Chargers. I say it's going to be the rookie out of TCU, Great Horny Toads. Give me the over on Quentin Johnston. 26.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 juice. Pulled this one from BetMGM. Nice little brewing chemistry that he showed last week with Easton Stick. He ran, Johnston did, a season high 47 routes in that game. I was targeted just 4 times, but caught 3 balls for a season high 91 yards. He has gone over 26.5 receiving yards in 3 of his last 5 games. We know how he's utilized at TCU, and it's really kind of transferred to the NFL. And they're trying to feature him more and more here down the home stretch to get his feet fully wet. And hopefully it's going to propel him in his sophomore campaign, whether on design screens or down the field using that electric speed that Johnston owns to get some chunk gains. And really, this could be a single play payday here in the end, given Stick's propensity and proneness for chucking it deep, typically to Johnston, at least we've seen here the last game or two. You know, look at Vegas, 22 wide receivers have hit the over on this. I will say this, his paper matchup, not the greatest. Meek Robertson in coverage has given up just a 58.5 catch rate and 66.2 passer rating to his assignments. And his primary assignment in this game is going to be the rookie there in Johnston. But again, this could be tallied on a single catch. Get it done, son. Do it early so I don't have to sweat this sucker out. Quentin Johnston over 26.5 receiving yards. Somebody's got to step up. Minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I have a problem with just about any receiver props. I don't have a problem with Austin Eckler, but I've got a problem with just about any receiver prop in this game tonight because of the quarterbacks. You're talking about a dependent position. You're talking about a rook in Johnston. Yes, it could be a single catch payday. I think I got to fade you on this one, but it's mostly because I just don't want to touch the receivers tonight. I think this is going to get ugly. And I think we're going to see some not great quarterback play. You could wind up, Johnston could be wide effing open and literally have the ball thrown at his feet, Tim Tebow style. So I'm just saying, I have a really hard time with the receivers tonight, especially knowing we got some big names that are out and some unknown names under center.
Quentin Johnston, please touch somebody so I could touch myself on the over 26 and a half receiving yards.
What is wrong with you today?
Cue the Divinals. It's a classic jam.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade of Five podcast. A very salacious edition, apparently. My mind's permanently trapped in the gutter, but hopefully Austin Eckler will score an anytime touchdown. Let's double down on another prop on the pride there of Western Colorado at plus 160 at DraftKings Sportsbook is where I pulled this. Eckler has scored a TD in five games. That's it so far this year. A little bit of a disappointment, but again, he's getting the workload. He's getting the volume. He should be able to maximize the matchup. Again, Vegas, number 25 in rush EPA. They have allowed a baker's dozen total touchdowns to the running back position via the ground or air, which are specialties of Eckler because he is a do-it-all Swiss Army knife. He is number 18 as well. I mean, total red zone touches has gripped the pigskin 30 times inside the 20. Nine of those have come knocking the door at the goal line. So if he splashes six, does a little end zone celebration, breaks out the air guitar, hopefully, and rocks out Austin Eckler anytime touchdown, plus 160 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
This is easy. I'm going to save space for bonus time just because I told you I want all the Austin Eckler tonight. He's the only guy that I trust. The only guy that I trust in this game. So I liked him on the rush plus receiving. I like him for his receptions. I like him for a touchdown. I think this is just the route I need to be able to go. It's the only guy that is going to matter to me tonight. Those of you that are entering into your fantasy playoffs and you have Eckler, you right now are nodding, hoping that you're starting off the first week of the playoffs in positive territory. Take, like I said, I'm all about Eckler tonight. I'm hoping I'm not jinxing him, but I love him at a touchdown, especially at those odds.
Whale on the whammy bar. Get it done, Austin Eckler.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade Five Countdown. My top play on this god-awful Thursday night football matchup. And we got breaking news right before tape time of the podcast. Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network, reporting that Devontae Swing will indeed be in the lineup tonight. He was questionable with an illness coming in, but has probably gotten plenty of fluids here the last 24, 48 hours and should be good to go. Maybe a Jordan flu game. We can only hope. So give me the over on 69. Nice. And a half receiving yards. That is available there in the alt market at ESPN Bet at an even juice plus 100. I think it's highly achievable. And yes, if you read it on the X, or I'm always trying to give it to you there at Noisy Huevos, it was my sledgehammer special in this matchup. And I think it's quite achievable. You look at the Chargers, number 22 in pass EPA defense. They've allowed the fifth most wide receiver yards this year. And he's going to see a lot of Michael Davis in coverage. He's been somewhat of a pushover in that capacity. 65.2% catch rate is what he is allowed with a 117.1 passer rating to the guys he is following. And you look at Adams, number four in total air yards. He's averaging a robust 9.8 targets per game. He is number 20 in total route wins on the season. And recall week four, and in that game, Aiden O'Connell was under center. He was peppered with targets. He had 13 in that matchup, caught 8 of those 13 for 75 yards. All I need is 70, and we cash a winner, winner, chicken dinner. So to recap, Devontae Adams over 69.5 receiving yards in the alt market, and get that at even money, plus 100 at ESPN Bet. My top play of Thursday night football, Lundy. Fair to follow.
I told you I don't trust the wide receivers, but if there is one that I trust, it's Devontae Adams. So if I'm going to play one, I'm going to play this. You can also SGP this. You won't get it to plus 100. But I think it was yesterday morning. I think I popped one together that was 60 yards and six catches. And if you popped that together, and I want to say I did it at BetMGM, one of those, it came out to minus 110. So you were paying a little bit of juice. You were paying standard, but you brought that number down. You took his receptions line, which I think is the standard line's at 6.5. Yeah, so I went ahead and popped. I went ahead and popped it down to the half dozen on the six or more. And like I said, it was just barely minus odds. I'm not so sure that I don't like that. But the idea here of the even money at ESPN bet for him to hit 70, I'm okay with this. Just because if there is a receiver I'm going to be okay with, it's going to be him because O'Connell's been playing, right? I mean, yeah. We're talking about a crap. It's a craptacular quarterback matchup for Thursday night football tonight, but at least one of the guys has been out there on the field with Adams. And so at least you can expect something to come from the fact that these two guys have played together a bit over the course of the last few weeks. So if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Adams. I'll take it at the plus 100.
Yeah. Hopefully the chemistry is going to be bubbling between those two in this matchup. So yeah, I do like the over on that 69.5 receiving yards. Hey, Lundy, it's bonus time. I know there's some light slates out there, but you've got a ton of additional action, surely on the ice, maybe in the NBA. I got nothing else in college basketball because it's a sorrowful slate. It really is. I'll have some additional Thursday night football plays as well. But good sir, I give you the floor first. What do you got?
Well, my favorite part is that you're actually still going to chase in college basketball.
Furman, baby, get it done.
Well, you're out there. You're looking at, like, I don't know, the Citadel play. I mean, come on, you're going to go find something that you can try to bank on. Let me go to the ice. I already gave you a two-legger that I like on the goal in the first 10 there when we were kicking things off on the plus bus. Let me give you a second one that I like that's got even better odds. Let's go to Detroit. The Red Wings will be hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. Give me a goal in the first 10 between those two. Each of those teams, by the way, has had the goal in four out of their last five games. And then we're going to go to Edmonton, north of the border. That is where the Lightning will be. So Tampa Bay and the Oilers for a goal in the first 10 as well. Each of these two teams north of 60-65% on the season in terms of how it happens. So I'm leaning into the tendencies and leaning into a game between the Lightning and the Oilers that I do think is going to hit the over at 6.5. So you put those two things together, plus 170 if you do that two-legger. If you put them all together, and if you're sadistic like I am, you might decide you want to sprinkle, you know, a quarter unit, a tenth of a unit, whatever on that. If you put all four that I have given you in today's pod together, plus 609. Maybe I'm just, you know, I don't know, Jim. I'm going to throw it out there for you. A couple of guys that are riding point streaks right now that I really like, each one of them to get a point again this evening. Give me Brock Besser of the Vancouver Canucks. He's got an 8-game point streak right now, including 8 goals and 5 assists over the course of those 8 games. Put that with Evan Bouchard, who is sometimes the forgotten name on Edmonton because everybody wants to talk about Leon Draisaitl. They want to talk about Connor McDavid. But Bouchard is on a 12-game point streak right now. 5 goals and 13 apples over the course of those 12 games. He is absolutely on fire. That happens when you are playing with guys like Draisaitl and McDavid and Ryan Nugent Hopkins and guys like that. But so if Besser gets a point and Bouchard gets a point, that is plus 156 over at DraftKings. And then I haven't figured out exactly who I want to pair him with, but another name that I want you guys to watch tonight, Sean Couturier of Philadelphia. He is on a 6-game point streak with 2 goals and 5 assists. Philly is at home taking on the Capitals. The Capitals are generous when it comes to the goal scoring. I don't think there's going to be a ton of goals in this particular contest between these two, but I think there's going to be enough for Couturier to be able to get a point. So find somebody else, some other leg that you like, and put those two together. And then going on the late night, I mentioned Florida and Vancouver were playing each other when we were talking about Besser here a minute ago for his point. Over at ESPN Bet right now, Vancouver is plus 100 on the money line. And that actually kind of surprises me because they are like minus 105 or it's a pick 'em at the minus 110 at a lot of the other books. But ESPN Bet is giving you Vancouver at even money. I like the Canucks at home against Florida. That's a long trip for the Panthers to be able to make, the road trip that they are on right now. So I'm going to take advantage of Canucks at home, even money at ESPN at plus 100. As Brad said, it's a shitty college basketball slate. The NBA is kind of meh. I haven't looked at it, by the way, but I don't know what is either points or points and assists are for Derek White right now. But dude's looking really solid on the court over the course of the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to probably go dig up a good player prop on Mr. White. For now, I yield the floor to the gentleman stuck in the basement at the United Center.
Yeah, correct, because I've done naughty things. This is what they do with people who have done naughty things.
You've been doing naughty things for the last 25 minutes on this podcast, you pervert.
You know, when you go to a Doja Cat concert, which was going down here at the United Center last night, naughtiness typically comes out, if you know what I'm saying. All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, SGP style, Thursday night edition. Give me the Raiders plus 3.5 there on the alt line. Give me the game under on the alt total of 44.5. Give me Quentin Johnson, 10 or more receiving yards. That's it. And Austin Eckler, 3 or more receptions. Oh, there's one more leg here. Gerald Everett, 2 or more catches. You put all those legs together. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, mi amigos. Plus 185 there at BetMGM. I think each is highly achievable. I gave you all the background, really, on why I kind of like the Raiders. It has everything to do with the fact that it's Easton Stick, and the Chargers are not playing a lick of pass defense. And again, Aiden O'Connell, as Lundy has said, is gained ample experience. Devontae Adams going to be in uniform. Josh Jacobs looking doubtful in this game, probably going to get some, Zamir White, Amir Abdullah in the back field there for L.A., or formerly L.A. and Oakland, Las Vegas, whatever. But I like the Raiders to keep this one somewhat close. Even if they lose by a field goal, I still win there. The game points are not going to be plentiful. It's going to be a bit of a slog. And then Johnson, the reasons why I outlined it on the standard line, all I need is 10 receiving yards. Eckler has been a busy pass catcher this entire season. All I need is 3 catches there. And Everett, 2 grabs. That's it. Again, no Keenan Allen. There's over 10 targets per game up for grabs in this passing attack for LAC. So I like that SGP again at plus 185. Elsewhere in bonus time, let's go back to this game or just stick to it here. Hunter Renfrow, I find fascinating. He's really come on strong here. I kind of like the overall receptions for him in this game at 2.5. The lines were down because everyone was waiting on news about Devontae Adams. They have resurfaced. The juice before the lines were pulled on this prop on the over was minus 145. Now it's resurfaced. It's discounted at minus 125. And I say play it and pay it. A guy that's coming on strong here. Last 3 games, 17 or more routes he has ran in all those contests. He has totaled 14 targets, and he's gone 5 catches, 4 catches, and 3 catches in those 3 contests. Now, he's only targeted 4 times, so the pair receptions in the first matchup back in week 4, but he is number 9 among all wide receivers in route win percentage. Got to see a lot of action out of the slot, where he lines up 88.6% of the time, which is Jasir Taylor's territory, who's given up a 60.9% catch rate. LAC has allowed the 16th most, middle of the pack, wide receiver receptions on the air. But all I need is 3 grabs from Renfrow working over the middle of the field, and we cash a winning ticket there. Otherwise, I'm not gambling on a single other entity in this stupid-ass game tonight. Let's go with the NBA. I have one play there. Domantas Sabonis. The Kings are taking on OKC at home. I'm going to take the over on boards. 13.5 rebounds. Seems like a sky-high number there at a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. But OKC has allowed the 2nd most opponent rebounds per game in the association this season at 47.1. Sabonis has been crashing that glass here in the month of December. He's averaging 14.2 rebounds per game. And last season in 3 tilts against OKC, he went 15 boards, 13 boards, and 14 boards. So he was over in 2 with 3. And again, given the shortcomings of the Thunder there on the glass, I think Sabonis is going to wax that glass and hit the over on 13.5 rebounds. All right, my cards are exhausted. I am out of breath. We are out of time. I got a raging hangover because I had a Christmas party with the staff here at Stadium Sports last night.
And that's what it is. I've spent 29 minutes trying to figure out exactly what happened to you. Yeah. Our Christmas party at the big old Mile High Sports here in Denver was on Tuesday night. I think I got home at 2:30.
Well, I called a bunch earlier than that. I didn't. I made the shrewd move of not going to the Bally's Casino with some of my colleagues. So I saved a few buckaroos there, and I proceeded to watch Creighton suck instead against UNLV.
You tortured
drunk
yourself.
Off my ass. So, you know,
I love it.
It's my plight as a gambler. We're going to get back after it again tomorrow here on the Fade Five, breaking down the entire Week 15 NFL slate and some of our favorite bets there. We'll have some bowl games to touch on as well, or some action on the college hardwood. Some monster matchups actually beginning tomorrow night in that sport. So, you know, I'm going to have some tickets flying there. For the outstanding Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Drop us a rating and review if you enjoy this podcast. Also, fade or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks. At Nate Lundy, I do the same thing. At Noisy Huevos. For the handsome one, the ugly one says, adios, amigos. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. God, I need some Excedrin.